Yevamos Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav 12:6, the last of the Perek here on Chalitza, and really this Mishnah sort of sums up the whole procedure in a nutshell. So it says, Mitzvahs Chalitza. The Mitzvah Chalitza is done as follows. Ba hu v'yivim to l'vezdin. Step one, the two of them come to the Bezdin. V'hen mesiyin lo eitza haogenes lo. And the Dayanim now will consult with this man, the would-be Yavam, and they'll discuss with him, to give him good advice, whether it makes sense for him to do Yibim or Chalitza. Again, the assumption here is that Yibim is ideal, but there are plenty of reasons why they think this is just not a marriage made in heaven, and he really should do Chalitza instead. That would be in her or his or both their best interests. Shene Amar, the basis for this pre-Chalitza consultation, is the Pasuk says, V'karo lo zikne iro v'dibro elav. The elders of the city will summon him and speak with him. Now, assuming they're going through with the Chalitza, V'hi omeris, she then will say, and now she's saying these words based on their prompting. They're being makri her. They're actually going to say for her, like word for word, repeat after us, and then they'll tell her one word and she'll say that word out loud and so on, because that's the required procedure. It must be done in Hebrew, as we'll see in a moment, exactly in these words as the psukim require. If she doesn't understand Hebrew, which is decidedly possible, then of course they will make it clear to her. They must make clear to her what she's saying so she understands it. But the actual formula must be said in Hebrew, l'chachila, as is in the verses. So, she will say, Me'ein yivami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael, lo ava yabmi. My brother-in-law refuses to establish a name for his brother in Israel. He will not marry me. Vahu omer, now he, the Yavam, responds, again, they're makri, they say him, prompt him word for word, and he responds word for word, although it's important, believe it or not, that when he says it, there's an ambiguity potentially here, because the words he says is, lo chafatzi lakachta, no, lo means no, of course, chafatzi, do I desire lakachta to take her? No, I don't want to take her, in other words. But the problem is, depending on how you parse that sentence, if you put a comma after the word no, lo, then it could be read as lo, no. She accuses him of not wanting to build up his brother's home, and he says no, that's not true. Chafatz lakachta, I do want to take her as a wife. So because of that potential ambiguity, it's important that he says lo chafatzti, or even though ideally all three of them, lo chafatz lakachta, all in one breath, you know, so there's no ambiguity, there's a brace there, and of course it's actually lakachta Mapeke, to take her as a wife. Uvalashna Kodesh Hayo Omrim, as the Mishnah now says, these words are said specifically in Hebrew, as the verses delineate them. And then, after they've both said these two things, V'niksha Yevimto Elav, she, the widow, approaches him, Le'ene HaZekenim, in front of everybody there, the Zekenim, the Bezdin, V'chaltza Na'alo Me'al Raglo, and then she removes the shoe from his foot, right? And, meaning untying it also. Don't forget that it's me'al means even like the leg also, the lower leg, below the knee. So she takes that shoe off, and then v'yarka b'fanav, she spits on the ground in front of him. Now, rok hanirat l'dayanim, it has to be a spit that the dayanim witnessed. So that means it's brought down that she has to gather like a good amount of saliva in her mouth so that it's visible to them. And ironically, I don't know ironically, but she doesn't have to like sort of spit fast on the ground. She actually kind of let that glob of saliva, you know, roll out of her mouth nice and slowly and like kind of drip to the ground. Because the point is, they need to see it come out. That's a requirement. They see it, le'enei hadayanim, so therefore they have to see it. And then after she does that, va'ansa, she now responds to his refusal. Va'amran, she says, kacha ye'asa la'ish asher lo yivne es beis achiv. Thus is done to the man who will not build up his brother's home. End quote. Now there's the parsha has another verse to go, but the mission here says ad kan hayu makrin. That's all they make her say. That's it. Now ukeshe hikrit Rabbi Hurkanus tachas ha'ela b'kfar etam. Now when Rabbi Hurkanus was running his bezdin, tachas ha'ela underneath the either means pistachio tree or terebinth tree, b'kfar etam, in the place called Kfar Etam. V'gamares kol ha'parsha, he required that they also say that extra pasuk, meaning they make her recite to the end of the parsha and chalitza, that pasuk yod, which says "V'nikrishmo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal." She actually should say that, and then, and that would be, that is how they do it. L'halacha. So he, as the Mishnah says here, ensured that they said the whole parsha out loud, even that last verse, like I just said. V'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal. Mitzvah b'dayanin, v'lo mitzvah b'talmidin. Now the mitzvah of actually declaring him chalutz hanal, the one whose shoe was taken off, is a mitzvah, says the Tanakham here, on the dayanim. They should announce chalutz hanal, the shoe has been removed. This guy is the shoe removed guy, but it doesn't need to be recited by everybody, not the Talmidim, not the onlookers, it's just the Bezdin themselves. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mitzvah al kol ha'omdim sham lomar, everyone standing there who witnesses should say, because it says Yisrael, and that's the halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda, and everyone says chalutz ha'na'al, chalutz ha'na'al, chalutz ha'na'al, the one whose shoe was removed, the one whose shoe was removed, the one whose shoe was removed, three times they say that. No, indeed. Say it altogether, like the Mishnah says, a total of three times. Now, really, Mikra didn't want it to be enough, but because this is like a public proclamation, we want the word to get out, we want it to have the force of like as a Bezdin, like, you know, declaring something, and that's typically done by the Bezdin repeating three times to sort of add force and publicity to their words. So to the proper practice, the Chachila is that everyone in attendance announce loudly Chalutz Hanal three times, and that'll be the Din L'Halacha.